G'day everybody, it is Repco Supercars Weekly. Aaron Noonan here as we're on the run this weekend to the Merlin Darwin Triple Crown, round 5 of the Repco Supercars Championship, races 12, 13 and 14. The 25th time that Hidden Valley has hosted the Supercars, of course, 24th year because the championship made 2 visits in 2 weekends last year in the COVID-affected season. Before we talk too much about this weekend's Darwin Triple Crown, bit of news today. Chas Mostert has taken himself out of the silly season mix. He's re-signed with Walkinshaw Andretti United, the 29-year-old signing a multi-year extension to remain with the Melbourne-based team. This morning, I chatted with Chas about the news. Chas Mostert, you love making news. Congratulations, mate. New deal with Walkinshaw Andretti United. I guess it's good to get this stuff out in the open and done and dusted, and you can not be in all the stories for the next 6 months as to where you might end up.
Yeah, it's a bit of a difference for me. Normally, I'm always in the stories late in the year, but it's obviously super excited to start an early year to re-sign a multi-year deal with Walkinshaw Andretti United. And since I've been here the last coming up to 18 months, I've felt really at home, and obviously guys and girls there are a really family orientated team, and we're loving trying to chase that success together as a team. So super excited for the future to ink a deal.
Were there other people on the hunt, or for you was it one eye only on WAU and just getting a deal done there?
I don't really want to talk about any other options, but for me it was a bit of a no-brainer to stay with Walkinshaw Andretti United. I think the way they put everything on the line and turn every stone that they can to give me a competitive package and trying to win races and keep trying to chase the championship is the place I want to be involved in. So, have Ryan, Zach and Michael put the faith in me to start with over 18 months ago. It's great to put the faith back in those guys to keep me for a multi-year deal and, keep trying to chase our success together.
When you deem success, what do you deem success as? Is anything less than eventually winning the championship not deemed successful?
I think the goal's changing, first just come into the team and to basically, put it back on the upward trajectory of getting results, if it's through podiums or trying to chase race wins. And, that's obviously the short-term goal. Long-term goal is, of course, try and chase a championship win. But there's some really stiff competition out there, so we just got to keep trying our best and keep trying to make the cars as fast as possible, keep trying to learn as much as I can and hopefully one day try and chase that dream. But obviously, we have the faith in each other, as in I have the faith in the team, and the team's obviously got the faith in me with the perfect combination to try and achieve that together. So, we'll see what the future is. There's a lot of great drivers in the history of supercars that never actually got the championship win, but at the end of the day, sole focus is obviously to try and achieve that one day.
Another thing too, mate, the team that you're with now obviously has its tentacles in overseas racing. You've done a bit in the past. The world's a bit different now to when you last went overseas and did some stuff. You're still open to doing some other stuff along the way. Of course, you've done the TCR stuff in Australia. The world's a bit of a different place at the moment, but when it opens up a little bit more, have you still got the flexibility and the openness to do some other stuff along with the supercar stuff with WAU?
Yeah, obviously I'm very lucky to have 3 amazing team owners and obviously have branches off into other motorsport worldwide, to have Zach with United and the stuff you can maybe possibly do with him and maybe even one day hit Michael up for a drive in an IndyCar for even if it's a Tesla or something like that would be really cool to a bucket list type thing to do as well. But obviously still love racing as many different things as I can. Obviously the sole focus is supercars at the moment, but obviously to have those options available to the future is something pretty cool as well. So we'll see what the future holds in that respect
well. Immediate future, Hidden Valley this weekend, Darwin Supercars back on track with the Repco Supercars Championship. Thoughts and feelings of that place and your cars and your team? It hasn't been a place that in the recent past WAU's been particularly strong. What can change for this weekend for this year?
Yeah, last year for us was really, really tough for the team. I mean, we're already on the road for quite a while and then obviously had the double back-to-back round there as well. We didn't have a real smooth weekend though last year. Didn't really show our performance. But, this year is a different mindset for us as well. We're obviously got Shippy on board as well this weekend for the first time. So that's going to be a real boost for the team. But for us, our mentality heading there is to go aggressive. We're set up and see what results we can chase. And then obviously to throw another spanner in the mix is the super soft tyre, which no one's really run on before. And not knowing that is going to be be a bit of a wild card as well. So we'll have to see how we go, but yeah, be aggressive and see if we can chase the results we want to try and achieve.
Look forward to seeing how it all unfolds. Good luck on the weekend, and congrats on the new deal too.
Cheers, dude. Thanks, mate.
So Chas Mostert locked and loaded with Walkinshaw Andretti United for the next few seasons. Darwin, this weekend, there's a bunch of numbers to take into account. Chas's teammate, Bryce Fullwood from the Mobil 1 Middies Commodore Car number 2, makes his 50th championship race start in the third race coming up this weekend. We've had a great run of variety in the Supercars Championship in recent rounds. Six different race winners from the last six races. And when you look at Darwin particularly, it's been DJR Team Penske who've been really, really on fire. They have won nine races, I think it is, from the last 12 races at Hidden Valley between Scott McLaughlin and Fabian Coulthard. Of course, everything's different this year with Will Davison and Anton Di Pasquale now on board. Beautiful Indigenous livery for that team this weekend as well for Indigenous round. It's fantastic to see. Pole position, not necessarily a guarantee of winning in Darwin. Just 10 of the last 33 races have been won from the pole position in supercars up there. Qualifying lap record to keep reference of this weekend is Scott McLaughlin from 2019, a 105.47. The race lap record was set a year earlier by Nick Percat for Brad Jones Racing, 1:06.559. So keep an eye on those times for this weekend. Speaking of keeping an eye, this weekend the coverage on TV will be different. Of course, Seven, Fox Sports and KO are all providing coverage this weekend, but no Neil Crompton in the broadcast this weekend. Bit of a shuffle. Of course, a bit of health stuff for Neil going on in his world in recent times. Marcus Ambrose makes a return. And with all of the shuffles, it means that Chad Nalon gets his big opportunity to call the Supercars Championship main game for the first time ahead of his big breakthrough weekend. I spoke to him this morning. Well, friend of the show, Chad Nalon, welcome to Repco Supercars Weekly. You've got a, well, you've had a busy week, but you've got a busier weekend coming up. You are getting a run in the main game, my friend, this weekend in the telecast. Congratulations. This is big stuff.
Thanks, Noon. You know, not the way I ever wanted to get that opportunity. Obviously, Crompo's a really dear friend and, you know, my boss as well.
So yes, don't forget that.
Yeah, yeah. So for him to go through a tough time like this is really, really sad and unpleasant. So not the way I would like to have a crack at sitting in the big boy chair, but excited all the same.
What's the plan of attack this weekend, mate? Are you in that chair for the... you and Tanda sharing that chair? Are you and Scaife sharing chairs? Who's sharing whose chair and how's it all going to work?
No, Scaife's going to be in the comm box for the weekend. So that's the one constant, which is a good thing to do. And then Garth and I are going to come and go and do a little bit in the lane and then a little bit in the box. And he'll do a practice session and I'll do a practice session. And we'll mix up the qualifying and races and... it'd be a cool way to just sort of see how everyone sounds together.
Do you get to pick which ones you get to do?
I think we're going to do scissors, paper, rock. I know Garth, he always goes scissors, so I've got a bit of a game plan worked out.
You've got this covered. You've got this definitely covered. Obviously, as you said, it's naturally it's not the way that you would like to get the opportunity, but of course I'm sure that Neil is more than comfortable with the hands that the weekend's telecast has been put in. We were trying to figure out the other day, the last time that Crompo wasn't calling a Supercars Championship round or driving in one, because of course he came straight out of driving into commentary. Darwin 1998 is the best that we could put together here at the office of the last time that occurred. So it's been an amazingly long stint. He'll probably be a pretty frustrated spectator, I think, watching on the couch, but it's in very good hands with the team involved. For you, mate, this is kind of where you wanted to get to. Is this the peak of the Chad Motorsport mountain, as it were?
I mean, the dream is to call Bathurst one day. I mean, that would be the ultimate for me. But I've been part of the Supercars family for, I think, 8 years now and something close to that, started in 2013. So I've always wanted to, you know, to get to that point where I can do it. But it's funny, I've waited so long to be able to call Supercars and I get that chance to do it. I've also waited forever to call Superbikes. And amazingly, that's happening in the same weekend. And I've also waited forever to do live drag racing. And that's happening in the same weekend. So I'm not kidding when I say this is the coolest weekend of motorsport that I think I've ever had a chance to work in. I'm really, really pumped for it.
Talk about all your Christmases coming at once. Post this weekend, there'll be nothing left to do. You'll be done.
I know. So hopefully it goes well. And, you know, I'd love to get a chance to do it again one day. I'd love to call with Neil one day. That'd be pretty special too. But looking forward to being alongside Scaife. I don't think I've actually ever called with him before. We've sort of worked together plenty of the last few years, but never actually commentated together, so that could be pretty cool as well.
I'm sure you'll have a very big weekend. Of course, the weather in the top end is sensational and the opportunity that you've got is really cool too. So, mate, congratulations. All the very best. Enjoy the weekend. Don't sit in Scafie's chair. You and Garth just keep using the same one and keep swapping backwards and forwards. We look forward to tuning in across the weekend on Fox 7 and, of course, KO as well. Good job, mate.
Thanks. Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, it's bound to be a big weekend at Hidden Valley in Darwin. It's the Chaz and Chad show today, isn't it, on the Repco Supercars Weekly? It's a like-minded, like-named type of a pod. Hey, before we get into this weekend's Repco Supercars Championship next round, a quick reminder, the championship points, Shane van Gisbergen leads the way on 11-12. Jamie Winkup, his Red Bull Ampol teammate, second, 190 points behind. Chaz Mostert, third, 56 points further back from Will Davison, fourth, who's only another 5 behind Chaz, and then Cam Waters in the Monster Energy Tickford Mustang sits 5th. He's another 13 behind Will Davison. In terms of Darwin's success, the record is held by Scaife and McLaughlin for most wins. They've got 8. Jamie Winkup and Craig Lowndes with 7. Russell Ingall 6. Mark Winterbottom 4. And 3 each to Todd Kelly, Jason Bright and Garth Tander. In terms of the most successful teams in Darwin, Triple Eight, fair chance that they might be able to break the record this weekend. They're tied with Walkinshaw and Dritty United, formerly the Holden Racing Team, 14 Darwin wins apiece, 9 to DJR Tim Penske, or DJR as it's now been reverted back to, and Tickford Racing have 8 wins up in Darwin as well. The last time that there was not Triple Eight or DJR on pole position in Darwin, Rick Kelly, Sunday 2018 in the Nissan Altima, so it's been quite some time between the two powerhouses of the sport not being on pole at Hidden Valley Raceway in Darwin. Don't forget the garage for Repco. It is repco.com.au and repco.co.nz. It's your online digital destination for all things automotive, exclusive competitions and content. It's a must-visit place online. Head to repco.com.au or repco.co.nz. Now, on this day here on Repco Supercars Weekly, we love to take a look back into the history books. And on this day, June the 15th, 1970, before I was here, Malala hosted a round of the Australian Touring Car Championship. It was won by Pete Gagan in that famous Ford Mustang, Norm Beachy second in his ultimately championship-winning Holden Monaro, and third, Brian Foley in a Porsche 911. Yes, Porsches did once upon a time race in the Australian Touring Car Championship. Also on this day, June the 15th, 1997 at Lakeside, it was the first round of the championship held after Peter Brock announced that he would be retiring at the end of that season. John Bow, the round winner over Russell Ingall and Dick Johnson. Russell Ingall and Mark Larkham ending up in a bit of an on-track tiff that weekend as well that damaged the Mitre 10 Ford. I'm not sure that Larko has ever really quite got over that one. Don't forget to visit our online bookshop. The website address is bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. Our Adelaide 500 history book is due to arrive in the next week or two. Lots of specials, lots of stuff. So if you're looking for an early Father's Day present, jump on the website. There's books, DVDs. We've even now got a pre-owned section with a bunch of collectible books and old race programs that you can't get anywhere else. So make sure you check out the website and have a bit of a browse. Now tomorrow, part two on the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco of my chat with Adrian Burgess, the head of motorsport at Supercars. We talk about his return to Formula One. We talk about his time in Supercars with Dick Johnson Racing and how that all came to be that he came to end up in Australia. Of course, his time with Triple Eight and Walkinshaw Racing as well. Part one, sensational chat. It's had huge downloads. Thanks, everyone, for getting involved. We recently went past the 1 million download mark on the V8 Sleuth podcast. So thank you to all of our listeners. We really do appreciate your support. If you haven't heard part one of Adrian Burgess, have a listen. Some great stories about Ayrton Senna and Mika Häkkinen and his time at the McLaren Formula One team. It was a really good chat. Part two comes up tomorrow, so make sure you check back to that. We'll be back with another episode of Repco Supercars Weekly on Tuesday next week to wrap up all the action from the Merlin Darwin Triple Crown. In the meantime, have a great week. We'll chat to you soon on Repco Supercars Weekly.